Well, grace and peace to each of you as we gather today. And a celebration is in order. This morning we are going to honor and celebrate Linda Alley. And it is good to have Robert Alley with us as a part of this celebration. And Lonnie, you get an honorable mention. You're not going anywhere. You're still among us. For a few years, according to Michael Dean, Michael King, the Dean, he said there's no more retirements for a while, so you're just part of us. So anyway, it's good to be here. I want to invite us to pay attention to, number one, the scriptures and the music. Psalm 16 and My Life Flows On were chosen by Lonnie. All the other scriptures and songs were chosen by Linda. So that's why they find their way in here for us to engage and be a part of. During this time, we were also, as you think thoughts about Linda, you received a piece of paper when you came in. I invite you to think about her, how she has touched your life, how you would like to bless her, and that at the appropriate time, we will bring them forward and put them in the basket and she can enjoy them either today, tomorrow, or the years to come. So think about blessings and appreciations for who she is. So I am really looking forward to this time of celebration because I hold Linda as both friend, as colleague. She's a great spiritual director, and she's also a strong J, and I'm a strong P, so I need people like her. That's why she's an administrator, and she's shaking her head because she knows how I operate. And I really appreciate she is also a teacher and a creator of beauty. So it is good to be together this way to celebrate your movement, not to nothing, but to a lot more that God is calling you to. And we appreciate the gifts you have provided for us and will continue to provide through your ministry of spiritual direction. Turn on the back of your bulletin to Psalm 16. I will read the regular print and you will read the bold italicized. I invite you to stand. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.
As for the holy ones in the land, they are noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who chose another God multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips.
The Lord is my chosen.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure.
For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful one see the pit.
You show me the path.
Join me in singing, My Life Flows On.
In the blue hymnal, number 580.
My life flows on.
Oh, Isaiah 40, verses 25 through 31. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
What is it like drinking coffee with Linda? Now, Kevin, when he sent us an email, said storytelling in a nice way. I got it, Kevin. Why is it on here, too? So anyway, I'm still going to go ahead and, we'll do this storytelling in a nice way. Once a month, the administrative assistants across campus, we get together for lunch. And it was in 2005 that I started to notice a bit of restlessness in a colleague, Linda Alley. She worked across campus, and she had already served many years in the registrar's office, financial assistance office, and student life. But I thought to myself, EMU's going to lose a wise, multi-talented individual who says she knows so much of EMU's history and also knows how to navigate the somewhat complicated internal administrative processes that we have here at EMU. I also knew that Linda was interested in the seminary because she was taking a seminary course each semester. And those of us who are employed here know that we get a free course each semester. And so she took a while to get through that, but she did complete an MACL degree in 2008. Now, at that time, back in 2005, the leadership of the seminary LEAP program, and that stands for Learning, Exploring, and Participating. It was a program funded by a Lilly grant to encourage high school youth with leadership skills to consider going into the ministry. The leadership in that program was in transition, and there were some pretty complicated, sensitive dynamics that we needed to navigate. I suggested to the dean at the time, Irvin Stutzman, that Linda Alley may be a person suited to graciously and capably work alongside that young director of LEAP. So once Irvin gave me the go-ahead, I invited Linda to lunch, and Michael, you'll be proud. We went to Dairy Queen. Our budget was tight back then, it still is now, and I think I probably even paid for it. But anyway, if I had known then what I know now, I might have tried to sweeten the deal a little bit with some chocolate. So Linda, this is a little late, but... Well, Linda seemed excited about the prospect, and she did accept the position, and I'll say the rest is history. She served the LEAP program well with her exceptional organizational skills, her calm demeanor, and her wise counsel. But she also served as a mentor to the director of the program, as well as the high school participants that came on campus for that program. Now, the position description that we created for Linda was quite strategic. She was given the title Administrative Assistant for Seminary Events. Now, in my mind, as I was working at this, I was thinking, okay, this means she can serve as an assistant to LEAP, School for Leadership Training, Summer Institute for Spiritual Formation, conferences sponsored by the Kauffman Center, clinical pastoral education functions, and anything that we had here. She would be an assistant for events. And we knew that she liked to host. And so, you know, we made it as broad as we could. But of course, Linda's so capable that as seminary positions became vacant, she filled the roles of director of the Congregational Resource Center, director of School for Leadership Training. She started out as an assistant, but then served as assistant and director. Director of the Summer Institute, again serving as an assistant, but then moving into the director position, while continuing to serve a quarter time as seminary office coordinator. Many of you know that Linda is at the front desk in the afternoons. Beverly is actually three-quarter time. That's the way she would like it. And so we try and fill that front office with another capable person. And so Linda's been there for the last number of years. In her spare time, Linda serves as a spiritual director to lots of people. So Linda, what can we say? What can we say but thank you, thank you, thank you for so capably serving in all these roles at EMS, and for being a friend and a spiritual director to many. We'll miss you. In fact, we've already determined it's going to take five of us to fill the role for SLT that she did by herself. And we hope that even after you retire, that occasionally you'll stop by and join us for coffee breaks. Because who knows, we might even have chocolate sometime. And we'll share. As many of you know, we do get together for coffee break in the mornings, and that became a tradition around the time that we had a lot of administrative transitions here. We had three different deans within 18 months, and so the core staff would get together, somebody say, hey, I'm ready for coffee, anybody else? It's an informal thing, but it happens almost every day. Well, we have a lot of good times. We share a lot of stories during that time. We also get some work done, and I think people don't realize until you're together as a group like that what all issues you can look at and resolve while you're having fun. So now, Laura, Beverly, and Beth will follow with some of the stories that we've shared during our coffee break times.
Most of you know that Linda is a spiritual director. Those of us who have coffee with her are often blessed by her spiritual direction gifts, even if we aren't actually getting spiritual direction from her. For example, Linda has the ability to ask really great questions. Rather than simply asking, how was your weekend, or what did you do over the break, she will ask something like, what are you most looking forward to cooking and eating at Christmas? Or what is the most memorable thing you did on vacation? Or what are you looking forward to this weekend? It sounds really simple, but when I say it out loud, but there's an art to asking a really good question, and Linda knows this art really well. I've learned so much about my colleagues just because she knows how to ask the right question. And if we're really lucky, she shares her chocolate with us. And I think that chocolate is an appropriate metaphor for who Linda is, because she finds the sweetness in life and finds the sweetness in each person. One of the things I really appreciated is her ability to reframe and offer grace and look at struggles with compassion. When we're complaining about something at coffee break, it happens every once in a while. It's often Linda who invites us to think about the situation or the person with more compassion. She naturally offers grace to others and so encourages all of us to do the same thing.
When I think of Linda, the word grace comes to mind. Linda exudes grace and kindness in all that she does, and that is one of the things I will remember about her. Another word I associate with Linda is chocolate. Has anyone mentioned that Linda likes chocolate? As some of you know, we often enjoy morning coffee break together as an office staff. Linda's a gifted storyteller with the ability to laugh at herself. A favorite memory I have is of the stories she has shared with us. We've asked her to retell this particular one many times, and each time it's as funny as the first. While it's Linda's story to tell, I've been strongly encouraged to share it with you. You know which one this is, Linda? The Costco story. Linda's young family had stopped at Costco in two cars as they were going to separate appointments afterward. Each of them thought the other had taken their young son, Jonathan, with them. This was before the days of cell phones, so it was only after they arrived home that they discovered Jonathan was not with either of them. In a state of panic, they drove back to Costco only to find the store closed for the night. Their hearts dropped until they observed a security car driving around the parking lot with its lights on. They immediately flagged it down to ask for help. When the security officer stopped and rolled down his window, Linda and Robert saw Jonathan sitting in the back seat, surrounded by snacks, just as happy and content as could be. So that was one of our favorite stories. We would always ask Linda to tell someone new that story. So I'll always be grateful for this time that I had to work with you the past 10 plus years, and here's to many years of enjoying retirement, with chocolate, of course.
I'm noticing a theme. And yes, Linda, when I think of you, I too think of chocolate. She loves chocolate. She loves chocolate donuts. Chocolate cake, especially chocolate cake. And more chocolate. She even went on a chocolate walk with her daughter in Pennsylvania. Every store she went to, they got to experience some type of chocolate, whatever they were selling. So Linda does have a wonderful gift of storytelling. She often has us laughing out loud during coffee breaks. You've already heard the Costco story. And that's just one of many. But Linda is more than just those funny stories. She's a lover of plants. She's our green thumb expert. When we have plant questions, where to plant what, sunshine, shade, whatever, we go to Linda. She's a grandmother. She loves her grandkids. We get grandkid stories all the time. They have acorn stew at your house. They've made mines underneath her porch. And her husband take their two grandkids at a time to Disney World. They've done it once with two, and then a couple years they'll take two more. I suggested to stay away from Costco. So one of my favorite stories I'm not going to tell, but I'm going to give you a title and you can ask her sometime. She had a splinter and she needed help getting it out, and she went to a one-eyed doctor and it didn't help. So it's a great story, but she'll have you laughing with it. Linda, thanks for the many, many gifts you bring to us. We will miss you next year. You fill a lot of roles, but I think your friendship at the coffee group will be missed the most.
And I certainly will miss coming around the corner and hearing the boo that she would say as she would kind of run into each other. Now it's your turn. There's papers in front of you. What do you appreciate and what do you remember of this special woman who's a part of us? So take a couple minutes and write a response. And in a moment, we'll invite you just to bring them up and put them in the basket. Linda, know you are a gift that's invaluable. And the way you've woven your life into our lives will continue to move within our awareness, even when your presence is not here. It's what you've gifted us with. It's important. We have a gift for you that I think will be helpful for probably your gardening kind of loves. This was thought through by the Holy Trinity in the office, and they all went out to, they're doing their thing right now, getting ready for the meal, which you all do really well, and I appreciate that kind of hospitality. So I'd like to give this to you, but I'd like for you to come up and just say whatever you want to say, boo or whatever.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Obviously, the people here are the thing that I will miss the most. I really will miss students stopping by my desk to talk, as well as faculty, and I will miss the coffee breaks. It's been a very wonderful place to work and live, and I'm looking forward to the next third of my life. I don't feel this is really retirement in the sense of retirement, but it's transitioning to something else that God has for me to do, and so I'm excited to find out what that is. Thank you all.
And yes, Lonnie, you get an honorable mention because you are transitioning from a role that was deeply needful within this community, and you wore it well. And all of us know the experience that we received from you out of your wisdom as we navigate the daily and yearly and budget and we could go on, or just even your wise counsel. So I'm glad you're still around so that we can come and knock on your door for some more wise counsel. But we also have a gift for you that may be something that you want to invest in, say, something living, something green. So here is for you. And now some wise words from Dean Michael.
I don't know about wise, Kevin, but I can note that Linda leaned over to me before we began, and she said, "Should I worry about the storytelling?" And I said, you can see right there on the flyer, it says, what does it say, in a nice way. And I think it has, would you say it has been nice? I would say my main concern is your health. Special thanks to all you've already figured out, that many people came together to make this happen, and maybe we should kind of begin to memorialize that phrase, which is very appropriate, of the Holy Trinity. They spent many hours thinking and finding their way and discerning their way through this time. So we'll need to make sure that they hear just how much they are valued. One day while I was a pastor, I was sitting with my parents on Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community's Main Street when Sam Jansen, who was a retired pastor, came along and chatted, and he asked me how I was doing in my pastoral assignment, and he reminded me that my Uncle Richard Detweiler used to say, make sure to leave before they want you to. Well, to my regret, Linda Alley and Lonnie Yoder must have been eavesdropping. I am glad, as you appropriately highlighted, Kevin, that Lonnie is leaving only his dean role and will remain with us next year as professor of pastoral care. And you're one of the folks scheduled for a tribute at the EMU luncheon, 25 years of service. It just went in this morning. So you have only begun to have to endure our appreciation for you, Lonnie. But I did fail to persuade him to stay as dean. I did try, would you agree? And in contrast to 6 years ago, when there was a successful outcome, he said, ain't going to happen again. So I failed. I failed to persuade him to stay, and I tried with Linda. And I thought for a while there was hope of some peace, but utter failure there as well. I had four different shots at it, and I tried. Coordinating School for Leadership Training, the Summer Institute for Spiritual Formation, the Congregational Resources Center, plus, as you heard, providing front office administrative support. I thought surely somewhere in there. But no. Now, you have heard the dangers of Joanna's vision, and she deserves credit for the ways those four roles came together. I hope that's the last time in my experience as dean that the retirement of one person requires the replacing of four people. I'm still trying to get my mind around that, but Linda, it's been a phenomenal set of contributions. So this is a bittersweet moment as we both grieve the loss of gifts Linda and Lonnie have so meaningfully offered, and as we've been doing, celebrate ways they'll continue to contribute. Lonnie still in his key ways to EMS, and Linda as she spreads spiritual direction, hospitality, artistic inspiration, discernment gifts, and so much more wherever the Spirit calls her. Now, you've already heard some of this, but as I ponder what makes them special, I'm struck that both Lonnie and Linda are unusually gifted at being rock steady, compassionate, wise. Both in their spheres of oversight, and I've experienced this many a time over my years with them, have regularly faced riddles that start out looking quite overwhelming, and yet their ability to discern a path can in the end make what seemed insoluble look almost easy. I'm also struck how truly each is more than the sum of her or his parts. Their skills have been huge contributors to our community, but they are also such great gifts to us as whole persons, which is why they're experienced as beloved colleagues and mentors by so many, both here and far beyond. So as you go forth in your next chapters, Linda and Lonnie, God bless, and go with our love and care and appreciation for who you both have been and will continue to be in your multiple settings.
Thank you.
moving to the time of celebrating a meal with Linda. I think it's one of her favorites, as I understand it. Is it lasagna or something like that? Anyway, we'll find out when we get out there. So that's where we're headed next. And then at 12:30, there'll be a whole host of folks I trust coming from the university to for dessert with Linda, which will be led by Lauren Schwarzendruber. So we can participate in that as well. So we have some more celebrating to do and some eating and companioning in a round table. So pray with me as we bless this time. Spirit of Christ, we are very grateful for our sister, Linda, for what she has meant to us and continues to be to us. The gifts that she offers, the gifts that you have broken and blessed, and that she has shared freely. For the ongoing journey that is before her, we pray for your presence at every turn. Thank you for the gift that she is. And we bless Lonnie as well as he transitions. What that means for him as he lets go, but still is present. May his life continue to be a blessing here to us, even as we become a blessing to him. So may we go and continue to celebrate the gift that we have as a gathered community within and with each other because of your Holy Spirit present in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Will you come and follow me?